It is the 41st millennium. For more than 100 centuries, the Emperor has sat immobile on the Golden Throne. He is the master of mankind and ruler of a million worlds by the might of his inexhaustible armies. To be a man in such times is to be one amongst untold billions. Forget science and technology, for in the grim darkness of the far future, there is only war. It is to live in the cruelest and bloodiest of times. Yet these are the stories of not just any individuals. These are the explorers aboard a rogue trader ship, empowered by an ancient warrant of trade and the ability to traverse the warp, members of the Adeptus Astartes, the Imperial Guard, the Adeptus Mechanicus, and the ever-vigilant Inquisition will join in the quest for new worlds, lost civilizations, and bizarre alien technology. The rogue trader stands on the threshold of unlimited opportunity and innumerable dangers.
Welcome back to the Guildhall Podcast. Please visit us at the-guildhall.net and join us on Discord. You can also join us on Twitch on most Saturdays at 4 p.m. Central Standard Time.
I'm glad.
Welcome back to the Guildhall Podcast, an actual pay-archy podcast. We are back with... Actually, I should know an episode number now. Hold on.
Oh, my... You didn't even look up the episode number.
I did not look up the episode number.
I didn't look at that.
But since I parsed every single audio that I had previously, I should have it somewhere. Oh well, we're back with Rogue Trader.
Oh my god!
Season or episode we're on?
Oh my god! I barely know what Rogue Trader we're on.
Yeah.
Oh. And I'm the Rogue Trader.
This season, we've been dealing with a lot of drug trades in order to pay for some bills we owe after destroying an Imperial world to hide all traces of our demonic relatives. We've dealt with many powerful drug dealers or manufacturers in our regions, and we were about to head to the last one last session when we found out that a dangerous Xenos was controlling the bodies and minds through spore interactions.
I will also point out, mm-hmm. Your rogue trader knew about this at the beginning of the season and didn't tell anyone.
What?
Oh!
Wait, I did?
Yeah.
I mean, he probably didn't know what the problem was with it.
Garrett! I didn't know.
He doesn't remember.
I don't remember.
It's fine. We went to discuss...
Rob could totally be making this up to throw me under the bus right now.
Okay. When you guys re-listen to the first episode of the season, you will realize that the Rogue Trader was possessed for a while in the first episode of the season.
Oh!
What? I don't remember that!
Oh,
well, I'm part of hearing that episode and remembering this reveal. But yes, sorry.
Oh my god. Why was I possessed? What happened? I don't remember. Tell me.
We'll find out when we go back to the first episode. We went to the Madame and talked to the Madame, and it turned out she tried to infect the young... Well, no, Karen was the one who was trying to be infected because he went to touch her. Almost. He went close to her, within reach. And he was attacked by a green spore that almost infected him, and we decided not to spread that information. But we have figured out that there is a dangerous Xeno... An incredible Xenos threat that infects bodies and possesses them. And we decided to call in for an exterminatus and do it the proper way this time, since none of our family are actively involved in the issue. The actual Inquisition will be coming to perform exterminatus. And we will have to be here to aid, of course, because we are involved that much. And this is under the command of your son, and I'm sure you've been informed that your son is called Exterminatus, and that's why you'll be coming back into the mission with whatever ship you'll be on. It's going to be great!
Yeah, is there any way that they can tell that you were previously possessed?
Probably not.
Technically, yes, but not this long after.
Okay. We just will pretend that didn't happen, because you guys just reminded me of it, and I would have not known that, and I could have gone that entire session and played it off like I wasn't possessed, and it would have been the perfect charisma and, like, bluff checks, because I legit forgot, and now you had to remind my stupid butt, and now I'm going to be blundering over it, and I'm just going to, like, as soon as I see Garrett Cannon, I'm going to be like, I'm not possessed!
Well, your brother was, so that's why he's currently locked up in his lair. Actually, by the way, I just double-checked. The audio for that episode was released already.
Nice.
I need to go check it out. Especially with my voice on it.
Yeah. So that would be season 6, episode 1, called Brothers, which was posted last February.
Oh my god.
Yeah. Yeah, we've been playing these games for a long time, ladies and gentlemen. Please check out our backlog.
The Morin Dynasties season 2, episode 4, was posted August of 2018.
Holy crap.
By the way, Garrett, the name of your dynasty is the Morin Dynasty.
I know, because it's Moron, I know.
No, it's you're literally the right traitor. It's your...
No, I know. I made that last name on purpose. Because it sounds like Moron.
Wait, did Garrett make it? Or was this from...
He made it because it was he who was the first rogue trader.
I was the first rogue trader. I made it. Yeah, Morin sounds like Moron. That's on purpose.
God.
It's the Moron Garrett. Dynasty.
Garrett, what have you done? You've damned us from the start.
That's the one thing I remember.
As we start.
I thought it was going to be like 3 sessions because it was a freaking orc rogue trader, and I'm like, this will never last. We're here 5 years later.
Acquisition isn't going to last, as we are going to blow up the place that's going to buy our liquor. But
I will point out, the Morin Dynasty lasted longer than any of the other of the rogue trader dynasties.
You are the best rogue trader we've ever had.
That's so sad.
I know, isn't it fucked? So, stop hating on yourself. You're doing great.
Oh, I'm not hating on me. I'm hating on the idiots following me. I mean,
so
what?
Season two ended with Garrett killing, or not Garrett killing himself, but Captain Morin killing himself.
Yeah, he didn't have a name. It was Captain.
Mm-hmm. Captain Morin killed himself at the end of season 2, and then season 3, Is No Good picked up the pieces.
Uh-huh.
And then that lasted until...
Yeah, Is No Good lasted like a hot 5 minutes, and then
no, it wasn't long, because it was like the end of season 3, I believe.
Yeah, one season or so was that.
Oh, yeah, it was the end of season 3. It was like people kept dying in season 3.
Yeah, and I'm like, okay, I'll make like a third nephew twice removed. I'll never have to worry about being rogue trader because Robert will lead us to the end. Oh, he's dead. Son of a bitch.
Yep.
He went down with the shit. God damn it.
Yep.
Season 5 was the Blackstone Fortress. Season 6.
But then he wasn't there for long. You know, much like Torbjorn, glassed though he was.
Which I love the fact, by the way, that is still out there with the 3 of our brains.
I was just going to bring that up. So there's 2 Captain... I'm sorry, Captain Morins. There's 2 Kinos Morins, but there's 3, whatchamacallit, Morins. Paul's Morin.
Yeah.
Karen Morins. Yeah. No, Karen's Kern. Vulture Morin. Mm-hmm.
Because there's the one that's part pilot of the... whatchamacallit. There's now the...
Nanomachine.
Nanomachine is addicted to drugs. Anyway.
Then again...
Are the nanomachines addicted to Kern Stelter's drugs?
As long as he doesn't know he's nanomachine, yes.
Alright. Cool. Oh yeah, so you missed that because your character wasn't on the ship when it happened, but yes, we have a nanomachine clone ship of the Center Dymphno.
Oh, okay.
They are going to engage with the nanomachines and see if they can remain sentient and know what they are and still warp travel because they can warp travel and they are nanomachines.
Yes.
Because they don't know they're nanomachines.
Only 2 people on the ship know that they're nanomachines.
I think I'm a clone now.
It's an amazing time.
There's always 2 of me just hanging around. Anyway.
So,
as you can see, Garrett, we have
many problems. This is not
many,
good.
Many
now
good
that we're 10 now. Minutes into the recording, who's here? Garrett, you're the rogue trader. Why don't you introduce people?
Sure. Yeah, I'll introduce
also,
the hell out of people.
Do not introduce your brother, because it's not your brother.
Yeah. Well, it is.
I'm going to say names. I'm going to say person name, and they're going to introduce themselves, because I know Torb.
Mm-hmm.
Because he's been around for a while. Everyone else? So, I'm... Yeah. Kinos, that's it. Kinos Morin. I know this character very well. I love him very much. He's very dear to my heart. He likes the white scars. He's rogue captain. Yeah. Traitor thing. No, the rogue captain, that was the other one. This is just rogue trader.
Yeah.
I guess he's technically captain of a ship, but he just doesn't care about
captain of many ships.
Yeah, he's captain of a fleet. But yeah, and with me is Jorgen playing his character. Thor, yes, I know that one. Good.
Indeed. I'm Torbjorn Kaz, the Adeptus Mechanicus that's been with this rogue trader through thick and thin. Third or fourth in command
thin.
Sometimes.
I mean, usually thin.
I mean, he's the one bringing thick with all his legs. Yes, I'm a big ass robot with 20 legs. I'm a centipede man, centipede robot.
I forgot about that.
And I'm now considering upgrading my tech even more. It's all great.
I went to
not more legs, but man. Just yes. I need more things. I'm too fleshy.
I require more knees. More knees.
Yeah. Indeed, and yeah. We also have the young Bennett Moran, Allied's character, with us.
Bennett, okay. That my favorite son. Of course I remember his name.
Hello, my father, he's back. I am Bennett Moran, the one true heir to the dynasty.
Never mind, I think I don't like this one,
do I? Who's happily married with some man in the ship.
Yes, your husband is somewhere in the ship.
I think he's still alive. I don't know, I don't care.
Your husband, who you immediately planned to kill his father to usurp his father's empire, even though his father was giving you everything you needed.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, yes, you don't just marry off your child, what are you?
The head of an empire? Yeah, clearly.
It's weird.
I mean, they have a wine empire.
Mm. And then, last but not least, we have, I guess we're just passing on things.
Yep. Wine, I thought it was like a water alcohol.
I like this Chinese fire drill thing.
I think the last person is the one and only Lord Inquisitor, who I called because, oh lordy, we have a big ouchie.
Who dares introduce me?
You heard who it was.
We have a big ouchie.
Okay, so let's play this how this actually would happen. So first things first, I'm pretty sure that once. So, last week...
We entered the warp, and we're on our way with our ships.
The Lord Inquisitor... Sorry, not the Lord Inquisitor. Last week, the rogue trader, the Lord of the Dynasty, the head of the Dynasty, was unavailable. Mm-hmm. I don't remember if we made up an excuse or not, but he was unavailable. So, he sent his son on his son's first mission representing the Dynasty.
What an asshole! That was his first mission?
Yes. That's the first time he's been in charge. Am I wrong?
Last time.
What do you mean? I've uncovered a major Xenos infestation that is quite immediately
The first time he was sent on a mission, he was sent to the brothel. Let's go, son.
Yeah, pretty much.
You can handle the brothel on your own.
I'm just really playing to my.
Look, all you have to do is go in there. You give him alcohol. You get
my loyalty is to humanity first. So,
but yes, Kinos was busy with other things.
Oh, that's right. I have to be on roll 20, don't I? Sorry.
Yeah, pop on roll 20, folks, if you're not. Also, hit up the adventure deck if anybody hasn't done it. It's the-guildhall.net/adventure.
Yeah, I forgot about that. Sorry. Yeah,
that works.
Okay, so here's the only question I have since, I can't keep wanting to say Garrett, but I should be calling you...
Kinos.
Kern. Yeah.
Okay, this is the only question I have for Kinos. Yeah. Kinos, since your son took the Santa Diffna, and now he's calling home to say, hey, just so you know, I had to call the Inquisition so that we have to destroy this space station and maybe two Imperial Navy ships.
Right. Can you do me a quick favor before Garrett answers this question? Could you be able to throw up the star map so that Garrett can get an idea as to where the hell it is? How far away? Here we go. So, Garrett, we're in... Actually, where is Garrett?
Garrett is somewhere in the Green Sea region.
Oh, yeah. I got the best card ever.
Oh, God, no. You'll find that it's not...
Oh, you also have contacts. Okay.
Oh, okay. Yeah, you know, that's actually a great card to have for.
I know. Thank you.
Make sure you use it. Don't use it on the madam. That's all I'm saying.
Uh-huh. But yeah, main control area. He's probably somewhere in the green region. That's our main control area.
He's. I would say he's probably somewhere in sort of the more uncontrolled space.
Mm-hmm.
And last time, and so if you look all the way in the bottom right,
yeah, you'll see there's the Madame.
You'll see where the Santa Difna is at the Madame,
which is a space station. Very important to note that it's a space station. The reason it's so important, Garrett, is what is this threat considered?
This is Diabolus. This is
No, it's Extremis.
Hold on.
Yep, take your time. I put it in there. Crypto's threat at the Madam Space Station. Maximum threat level: Extremis Xenos.
Okay. However, it sounds like you just cast a spell on scattered imperial worlds, including Segmented Obscurus and Segmented Pacificus. Ever since the alien species was formally identified and confirmed as Diabolus in the 35th century.
Oh, it's Diabolus.
Yes.
Oh, that's not so bad.
What? It's horrible.
You are speaking Spanish to me. I have no idea what you're saying.
Well, considering that these classifications don't actually have a classification rating system,
that's true. Literally,
they just put a word to it and say this is a Diabolus one. So
I was looking at the thing, and it's called Extremis Diabolus. Apparently,
Extremis Diabolus. Okay. Yes, that's what it is. Okay.
It is the Extremis is the lower tier, and then you go Extremis Diabolus. And some people just refer to it as Diabolus.
So, to read it off, Extremis Diabolus, Garrett, is the most serious accusation that an Inquisitor can possibly give. It is used most often by Inquisitors of the Ordo Malleus for consorting or being under the influence of demons. However, this is an alien threat, which is why Gareth was calling.
Yep.
Yeah. So the punishment is death. Whenever something is labeled as Extremis Diabolus, that thing must die.
So this is also why Kern is currently in his cryo chamber, because he was possessed, or at least attempted to be possessed.
Yeah.
But if the Inquisition finds out that he was possibly possessed, he would die. Like, no question, die.
So right now, are you telling me I can seize control of the power?
You could narc on your father and have him murdered by the Inquisition so that you can seize control of the dynasty.
What's possessed? Maybe we take out the third to be sure.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure you don't know that he was possessed at one point.
No, and also, why would I? I love the family. Right.
Okay, anyway, so Kinos, which ship are you taking? Which ship are you taking to go meet up with your son? Since you don't want your son to meet the cops, I mean Inquisition, without you?
Probably have an issue.
What?
Remind him of the ship that he has.
All the time when we tell the Mervis Warp happens.
You gotta be kidding me! Okay.
What? Inquisition is going to have a fun warp trip, or Akinos is going to have a fun warp trip here. Lovely.
Wait, what's happening? What?
Something that a card that has been
2 weeks in a row has rolled Murphy's warp, which is something
the last week
happens while you travel in the warp.
I had it last week. Murphy's warp was mine last
week. Yeah, no, I didn't have it last Allied. Week. I had, yeah.
Whose team are you on?
Atheon's.
Yes.
Yeah.
Kick him. Kick him from the chest. That's a bannable offense. Bannable offense.
How dare you talk bad about your brother? Yeah, brother. Your other brother.
No, that thing is not related to me. We were cooked in a different pot, that dumpling and I.
All right. Garrett, you have the well-dressed vagabond, which, as you remember, is our starting ship.
Yes, I remember these ridiculous names we gave these ships.
The Blind Faith and Boris's Folly, which they're the twin ships, right, Pro?
Yep.
I remember.
Boris's Folly.
The Blind Faith is the one that's really nice to fly in, but doesn't have a lot of weaponry.
Right. Boris's Folly is a shit to drive in, minus the bridge, of course, which is pretty much where you'll be.
Okay. On the paper, only one of them exists.
Right. On paper, I believe the Blind Faith is the only one that real.
Yeah,
right?
The Boris's Folly, the weapon one, doesn't technically.
Yeah, the Boris's Folly is registered as the Blind Faith.
Yeah.
They are both registered identically, and from the outside, they look identical.
Yes. So, Boris's Folly has a fuck ton of firepower, though. So, keep that in mind.
I will also point out Boris's Folly is a glass cannon.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
less armored, true. It's less whatchamacallit, but it has extremely strong firepower. It is meant to get close because it looks unassuming and just unleash its weapons.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You could potentially bring the whole fleet.
Yeah, that's how we have the Santa Dim from the back, isn't it?
Yeah.
Oh yeah, that's right. The Santa Diffin is that one.
Yeah, because that's how
that is our capital ship.
Yeah, that's how Captain died the first time. Was the Santa Diffin went down?
Absolutely incredible. I mean, I gave it a really.
It was him
good
and Gutwrench. I think went down with it.
Yeah.
Yes. Well,
no.
Technically, one of us went down.
The you went on to the Space Marine battle barge and blew it up with a new one.
Oh, basically, that's right.
Yeah. He blew it up with a void.
Father Easter Good went with
Right. Yeah,
Father
Easter
Good went with the second.
He's the one that went with the sense of
Dimension. I went with the other one with Vagabond. That's what it was.
Yes. So the second well-dressed Vagabond, which was named Father Triumphant, was crashed on the surface when the little Khan was fighting Chaos.
Oh, I forgot about that.
This has been a long-running campaign.
Uh-huh. But yeah, do you take the entire fleet to go help with the Exterminatus threat, or only one or two ships? What's your deal? One, two, three, and which one are you on?
These are very good questions that I have a lot of knowledge and in-depth.
Yeah, do you bring the Warsaw, the Treasure Cruiser, or the middle ground?
Middle ground?
Middle ground, so it sounds like well-dressed Vagabond.
Okay. Middle, yay! We go middle here.
If it was me, I'd bring the well dressed Vagabond.
So that's the middle ground, right? Yeah.
Yeah. Don't bring the Blind Faith and Boris's Folly.
Ally, what would you not do?
What would I not do? I would not show up to the Inquisition.
You called them! What the fuck are you talking about?
You said, what would I not do? I would fucking
Let's just be honest here. Technically, he didn't call them. He played a card that was incomes the cavalry, and I get to decide who comes, and I decide it was the Inquisition, but storyline-wise, we said it was him calling it in. So.
Right. I mean, to be fair, he was just calling out extremist threat to the galaxy or whatever. And whatever picked up, and it happened to be done.
Group is known for one thing. It's that we don't always just cast stones just to be dicks. That's true.
Yeah. The hell they cast stones all the time.
It sounds like the ones that's going on another journey.
I would show up in the I would come in the pleasure yacht.
listen to him. He's an idiot.
No, the reason why is because if the rogue trader's back, you're the one that's going to do most of the talking. You want to seem non-threatening and shit. Mm-hmm. And be like, oh, our biggest, baddest ship is already here. Wink, wink, nudge, nudge. Nothing else. Oh. We're already on their shit list.
I see.
You choose how you want to.
What do you
want to do? It sounds like you want the middle ship.
I think if I just go in the pleasure cruiser, it's going to end badly, even if it's like the disguised one. Because that glass cannon, I think just like, you know, this is my ship. I'm just going to do my thing. So, I'm not totally like prepared to fight or defend myself against a small section of the Inquisition and, you know, die or something like that. So I would just take my middle ship. This is my flagship, so.
Mm-hmm. Well, just back on.
The old flagship. The Sun of Divination is the new one. But yes.
So do they both get hit with this card, perhaps? You're both in the warp?
Why are you I'm like going to hold off on using this card for a few moments for a reason.
God.
Okay, so
you want Kinos, to
I'm going
to
just state that you arrive first.
Mm-hmm.
So you arrive to the Santa Diffna just after your son has called in the Inquisition into the Madame, and I'm sure you're going to have questions.
Also, your brother's in this cryo chamber, which is unusual.
we've sent him down to the deep parts of the deck. He's safe.
I'm just in my room.
He's with your mother's whatchamacallit. He's with your mother's family.
Oh, he'll be fine. Yeah, he's taking a nap for this session. I can't imagine why.
We're gonna get his crit bag and it's gonna be covered in lipstick and shit.
Oh my god. As long as he's not wearing mother's dress, he's fine.
Garrett?
Yeah? What was the question?
I'm sure you'll have... I'm waiting for the floor to open for conversations between father and son.
Oh, father, it's so dreadful!
What's happening? Would you like to fill me in?
Father!
Please fill me in great detail.
I do not worry, father. I will fill you in very deeply.
No. Yeah. No.
Okay.
No.
No.
No. Not no. No. Just like he has like a spray bottle all of a sudden. No. No, no.
Father, put down the perfume bottle.
Atheon climbs the wall. Not Atheon, whatever your name is.
Bene, what is wrong with you?
To be fair, he probably wants his second name to be Atheon.
Father, can my middle name be Atheon, please?
But no, father, so you know how we were doing some drug running to make money again, yes?
Yes.
Okay, I'm glad you remember.
I was just informed a couple minutes. I mean, what? Yes, I remember this deeply.
Your eyes go everywhere. Good. Okay, so that means I can skip it. So anyway, brother, he like leans in very closely. He like looks around. Brother was almost possessed by a gaseous alien.
By a gaseous alien.
Yes, like if I remember correctly, towards Jab was like, it's Xenos gas life form. They possess you. They take over your being and soul. But
yes, that seems to be the case indeed.
Okay.
But he got away with it. Okay, he's fine. He's, however, put himself in the big sleep chamber, which I'm not allowed in.
No. Whenever he's sleeping in there, we're supposed to let him sleep.
Yes, but...
Why are you telling me this like it's a bad thing? This sounds like the problem fixed itself.
No, because she's still alive and... Well, our duty is to the Imperium and humanity, is it not?
What did you do?
I have a question.
Yes.
Yeah?
Rogue Trader, Kinos.
Uh-huh.
What are your hindrances, your whatchamacallits?
Oh, good God, you want me to look at my character sheet? Okay.
Yes. I want to know if you took duty, and if you took duty, what is your duty to?
Duty.
Children.
I took duty dynasty. Okay. It says major, impulsive major, arrogant major, wanted major, vengeful major. Okay.
Dude.
Guilt minor.
Obligation, Inquisition, and Imperium.
Oh yeah, I see it at the bottom. Oh, I had to scroll down. Obligation, Inquisition, Imperium.
Obligation is the least important part of your interests, but it's there.
Oh, so obligation to the Inquisition and to the Imperium?
It's what it says here. Inquisition,
okay, that's what it says.
Imperium.
All right.
What does that mean? I forget what that means. Help me.
It means I don't get beat with a stick this time.
It means that you're whatchamacallit, that you.
You say would
have
good done job.
This, you would have been forced to do the same thing in this situation, even though you didn't last time.
Yeah, because I probably got to scroll down last time, probably.
No, because your inquisition to your family is also conflicting. This time it isn't, so now you have
that
to do
true.
It.
That is true.
Oh, that might be.
Okay. You could work through.
Yeah. I will also point out. What was I going to say? I completely lost my train of thought. Go on.
But yes.
I don't like that you were going to point out something and you forgot what it was. That's scary.
The reason it was a bad thing is because we found out that the madame, the one we were supposed to make dealings with, is a threat very high. Her way of... whatever is possessing her, I suppose, is such an extreme threat to the Empire, and the risk of them infecting... Even these two naval ships here, could have infections there and spread to others in the Empire, and What if they were to make it back to, say, the Emperor through these weird infections? They need to be stopped for the Empire's sake.
He'd be fine, but the rest of them would be fucked.
Yeah. Sure. Whoever you are.
Oh, I'm sorry.
The risk is still high that it would threaten the safety of everyone. It spreads.
So I called in the finest people to deal with such things and potentially waive away our debt. Xenos Malleus, right? Yeah, Malleus.
The Ordo Xenos.
Ordo Xenos, an inquisitor from that.
Okay. I remember what I was going to say. Garrett?
Yeah?
You see where it says wanted by the, was it Officio
Adeptus Assessment? Arbitus?
Oh, yeah. That you can wipe off. That was dealt with also. But aren't you also wanted by the Officio Assassinatorium?
It doesn't say that here.
I think that's part of your... No, the only one that he has is probably Kern that's wanted by that one.
He got that wiped off.
I was about to say you could wipe that off. Okay.
Mm.
Okay.
Cool. Because you guys dealt with that in the story.
Yeah.
Oh, hey, look, I don't have to scroll down to see my obligation now. Hooray.
Yay. You were wanted by the Adeptus... whatchamacallit. But that's gone away, too.
Yeah. But I believe that was just Kern, but we were just kind of...
Yep. Well, that got wiped free by his father. His father basically took a bullet for him.
Mm-hmm.
How nice.
Did he
return the bullet?
But anyway, but yes, and they'll be showing up at some point here with the warp travel.
Okay. What problem do they need to solve now? Like, I thought you said that the problem kind of solved itself.
No.
He's not possessed anymore.
Yeah, the possession isn't the problem per se, except that he was at risk of it, that he might be considered a threat to the Empire because of his proximity.
There's no threat to us right now.
Not to the dynasty, except for that the Madame still exists, and since we called it in, we will probably have to be present.
Well, hold on, no, because there's a crusading force coming through the sector.
Mm-hmm.
And this is a major stop point for them on R&R. And so already we found out they had, what, a major, a general? What was it that was here?
An admiral, I think.
An admiral, yeah.
The very model of a modern major general.
There was an admiral already here and whatnot, and spending a lot of time with her. This could cripple the entire crusade force, potentially. This is a major problem. And also a great, potential chance for us to rebound.
Yes. It is fortuitous that we're here to discover it, but it's unfortunate that it happened. But the unfortunate thing is that any connection to us needs to be hidden and not mentioned later, of course, but...
Well, what else would we have found it? We could just say that we were doing this and we found it and here, kill it. What do they care about anything else besides the Xenos?
Sinners picked up a rare life form and you managed to determine so-and-so about it.
Did not understand what you just said.
That's fine. I'm saying we should probably not tell them that we had any one of our crew directly exposed, unless we're saying it's one of the lesser-known crew that had died
after
contact.
Yeah, we said that we freaking, airlocked them. Yeah, as soon as we found out. Yeah, it was like, so we sent some red shirts over.
You will certainly see that we have an airlocked, we have a record of airlocking at this particular time here.
You could see, according to these records, we have a history of airlock, of sending
there has been a recent death in our numbers as well.
I was about to say, and he couldn't fake this report, so he just threw a bunch of people out the airlock.
Way that you can just open and close the airlock. Exactly. You actually have to put people in it.
Yeah. I could just add a name to the list and remove it. No, that would be weird.
Right? We have to make it official.
Exactly.
They're going to go out and count the bodies. That's how meticulous they are.
When it comes to these level of threats, yes.
Yes.
Oh god, do we actually have to space some bodies?
No, that happened before sessions, if anything.
Yes.
Okay. But yeah, I said we'd just make it look like, we had some red shirts whenever we found out, come back to the ship, guys. Psst, face him, and we're going to call in the Ghostbusters.
Mm-hmm. But yes, he has to be on the clear on that front. Yes. We will have to... They will probably need assistance in finding out things, and we should do our best to help.
Your passions are going off. There's an incoming vessel that's exiting the warp.
The one that we think answered the call seems to be this one Inquisitor Garrett Kane that we've heard a few messages from.
There's a dramatic music all of a sudden.
I will fully say...
It's arrived!
I was going to say, wait, there's thunderclap and horses neighing.
I will fully say...
This counts as the help he needed.
I literally just was thinking to send Paul a message saying that this isn't the real Gareth Kane, it's the other guy.
Aww.
I didn't do any prep for that, so I didn't want to do that and like not know where that's going. So if I thought of it earlier, I probably would have done that, but I thought of it just now.
Dick.
That would have been
hilarious.
That would have been so funny. Like, he gets all happy to play Gareth Kane. And you just rip the carpet out from underneath him and just watch him face plant in front of everyone.
He would still get to play him.
Yes.
Oh.
Because he would just be evil Gareth Kane doing a really good evil Gareth Kane impression.
Yes. Yeah. Oh.
Okay, back to the game, sorry.
Yeah.
No, that's fine.
Paul, I do not remember this. Do you remember what your ship's name was?
I'm looking for it right now, and I've been...
It's going to be such a juxtaposition coming with those cool-ass black Citadel ships or whatever you have.
Paul, how do you not remember your character? What the hell is wrong with you? Do we need to remind you of your character? How unprofessional.
You're absolutely right. It's Emperor's IKEA.
It was named after Robert, so I knew it was a stupid name.
It's Emperor's IKEA. You're absolutely right.
Robert named it something stupid?
Yes. He always does. Every ship name, he always names it something stupid, with the exception of his ship.
Yeah.
What's wrong with our ship? Our ship is, I mean...
Anyway, his ship.
Yeah, his ship is well named, yeah, but he is taking exception to you calling a well-dressed vagabond bad.
So it's the Inquisitor ship, right? That's popped up.
Yes.
Okay. Where is it?
Oh, let me, you want, here. Put you guys in space.
Oh, I thought it actually did pop up, okay.
No. But the one we're hearing about popping up is the Inquisitor.
Yes.
Do I have a model for the black ship?
Do I still have my... No, I had a Darth Vader shirt on earlier. It got covered in bacon grease.
You fucked a life, you know, Brad.
I was cooking. It got covered in bacon grease.
Oh, okay.
What do you think I did? Just like roll it on it in the ground, like Winnie the Pooh and honey?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Well, there were no pants involved, so I did kind of.
That is what I thought. Yes.
Okay.
Nameplate: The Emperor's IKEA.
Oh God, that's right.
There we go. All right, it's there. Oh, wait, you're probably not on this list.
I don't believe you.
We're not on that list. Father, look, it looks so ugly.
Please say that a little louder so they can hear that.
I would rather they not. I don't know why you're trying to get me killed, Father.
No, me neither. I don't know.
It's called a Nova Kid. It blows you up like a supernova.
Santa Diffna got a little short and squat there.
Well,
no, okay.
The well of Vagabond is not as big as the Santa Diffna, so I just wanted to try to...
It's okay, it's wider. Some people prefer the girth, it's fine.
What?
So,
Vagabond is squat and girthy, it's fine.
So who's hailing who?
Who's what?
Who's hailing who?
Who's
I'm not hailing him.
Alright, fuck it. I'll hail the Inquisitor then.
You do it. You called him.
Alright, I fucking bet. Alright. Yes, do hail the Inquisitor, please, comms person.
Wow, you picked a perfect person.
Gareth Kane?
Mm-hmm. I know I did. I want to hear this. Continue.
This is Inquisitor Gareth Kane of the Ordo Xenos.
Who am I speaking with?
Real fast, Bennett stops. Like, makes a hand gesture. Like, am I still at? Like, am I still acting a world traitor? Like, what's going on here, Dad? Like,
this is Inquisitor Gareth Kane.
he just gives you a look, and he just gives you a smile.
Hello. You said Lord Inquisitor Kane.
Mm-hmm. Lord, who are you talking to?
Just him holding down like the talk button, and there's just awkward breaks in the middle of his
sentences. No. I literally need to, because I have not interacted.
Yeah, I know.
There's Inquisitor, then there's Lord Inquisitor, which is the rank above. Complicated, but yes.
Greetings, Lord Inquisitor Kane. I am Bennett Morin, acting Lord Traitor. My father lets me leave.
My father's right behind me.
You told me to take the lead, eat ass. I've located the most terrible Xenos threat, and I called for the most professional at once.
Understood. Prepare for my envoy to dock with your vessel.
At once, Lord Inquisitor.
And
pillow, I'm going under eye.
Gareth goes ahead and puts his hand up and kind of does a thing where everybody, get ready, we're going on. And he gets an away team going.
Are you going with the away team?
Oh no, the Terminators.
Prepare a hangar for receiving guests.
Oh no, wait. They're not actually in Terminator armor, are they?
Well,
I don't think. Can our ship. Like, can they stand in here with Terminator armor?
Yes, Santa Diffna is very nice.
Has the room. If this was the Boris's
Folly.
We're
in the well dressed vagabond, aren't we?
No, I mean, yeah. You would have
Santa Diffna is your flagship. You would have flown over to your flagship.
It's your capital ship, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I mean, unless you decide that you want to personally continue to
pilot. No, that's fine. Santa Diffna is fine, and plus it'll be able to handle the Terminator armor much easier.
But yes, I'm going to, like, send down, like, make the bay pretty for the Lord Inquisitor. And so I look over at, like, his father and be like, Father, am I taking the lead all the way through this, or are you? You need to tell me now he's on his way.
Go ahead.
Okay, well, it's okay, Father. I thank you
for
this.
Jesus Christ, Garrett.
They put up the black and red tapestry.
Yeah, he remember how his father trained him, and it was by standing behind the throne.
it was basically like a baby bird. He kicked me out of the nest and said, fly, bitch.
You just see, like...
You really step in it, he'll step in.
You see, like, Bennett, like, go into, like, a dark alleyway and come out, like, dressed in finery. He's just like... The whole way people take care of the Lord. Come, Father, and talk to everybody with the Lord Inquisitor at once.
Kino just smiles and follows. This is going swimmingly.
As he's going, he's like, Father Dwight, are you undercover now? Or am I?
No, you're just the acting rogue trader. You're fine.
I feel like he's going to have a couple questions. Like,
if he does, this is simply a learning experience.
No, I meant as to why, while you're here, I'm still...
I will explain that if he happens to ask. It is the rogue trainer raising his son to take his place.
Is this how Grandpa taught you?
It was much, much more painful. I am doing the nicest way possible. Trust me. I'm letting you know.
Meeting a Lord in court.
Yes, I'm letting you know that I'm doing this to you. I'm not leaving the galaxy and letting you do it on your own. Does this seem a little less intense now?
No, I'm meeting a Lord Inquisitor, Father.
Okay, then if you need me, I'll be over in the casino if you need me then.
Okay, good luck, Father.
You're going to fly over to the Medea?
No.
Oh, okay.
he just straight up leaves.
But if you don't need me, if it doesn't help that I'm here, I might as well go.
It's a bluff. He's not really going to leave him.
I love the idea of, like, he's hiding behind Torb Jab and his giant selfie leg.
He doesn't need to hide behind Torb Jab. He just needs to freaking sit on him. Torb
Jab is wide.
Yeah. Like, he just needs to stand there. He could be playing checkers behind Torb and he wouldn't notice him. But okay.
I guess down we go as we meet for the wait for the docking of the Lord Inquisitor.
We wait for his mighty dock.
And we'll be right back with the meeting next episode.
Hey, this is a great time, guys. Thanks. I'm glad that we played this game again. It's oh wait. Sorry.
Next right? part. Whatever.
Are we ready to jump in immediately, or do people need
I gotta go pee.
Okay, cool.
Yeah, I need like 2 minutes.
Is this Rogue Crew the one that...
All music by Kevin McLeod and is used under the Creative Commons license. Thanks again for listening to the Guildhall Podcast, and we'll see you next time.